The chefs that I have are, what a lineup. I'm really excited about this. Melissa Kelly from Primo by Melissa Kelly down at the JW Marriott Grand Lakes. She's from the Northwest, and she has twice won the James Beard Award for Best Chef Northwest Region, first in 1999 and second time this year. She's not resting on her laurels, as they say.
Apparently not.
And she's really been taking more of an interest in her Central Florida presence, and I think that's great. And cooking along with Melissa Kelly will be Kathleen Blake of the Rusty Spoon in downtown Orlando, who's very much involved with the Women Chefs and Restaurateurs Association that will benefit from this evening. We're donating to the scholarship fund so that we can get some more women chefs. Other chefs that I've got, Jeffany Foster. And gosh, hardly a week goes by that somebody doesn't ask me, whatever happened to Jeffany Foster? She had a really popular restaurant on Mills Avenue in the Mills 50 district called Blue Bistro. And she kind of, I guess, got tired of the restaurant grind. And she just said, I'm going to step back for a little while. You know, she talks about every now and then that she might come back and open up a restaurant. She's been working as a private chef.
Oh.
And so I gave her a call. I said, how about coming back just for this one night? And people are getting really excited about being able to taste Jeffany Foster's food again. And I've got Annette Greckey-Gray, who was the first woman to be named to an executive chef position at a Disney restaurant.
Oh, really?
This only happened in the 90s. So that kind of gives you an idea of where we're at with this whole thing. And she's also just been named the first woman executive chef for Red Lobster at Darden. So she's in command of the whole chain and their culinary direction. To round it out, we have Julie Patrakis, of course, of Ravenous Pig, and she's also been a James Beard nominee for a couple times.
Now, I'm interested in something that you said about the executive chef positions. The first female was chosen in the 90s at Disney, and then recently for Red Lobster.
Right.
Does that seem to be changing, or do you feel like it's a bit of an anomaly to have women in these positions, or is there a slow move one way or the other?
I think there was a slow move back in the 90s, but we're really starting to see it ramp up. You still think about who are the celebrity chefs. If you watch any of those programs, of course you'll see women on these programs, but when you look at the restaurants and who has the restaurant, it's usually a man. So I'm hoping that with this dinner, we're going to raise some awareness. We're going to raise some money so that we can get some other women in there to get the education, the culinary background, maybe an internship, and get more women into the position of executive chef around the country, and especially here in Central Florida.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.